This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live nationwide and around the world with hour number two of Ron Segi today, smack dab in the middle of the month. And my guests this hour include Lou Ferrigno Jr. Yes, he is the son of Lou Ferrigno. Figure that one out, right? And he's a great actor and didn't know this, but he's also a frustrated comedian. He used to be in comedy and improv, which is really hard. Later on, former disc jockey and television host Bob Eubanks. Actor, singer, composer Darlene Foldenhoven will be here with some remarkable music that she has just put out. You're going to love this. And then in our lifestyle segment, Megan Kaiser are going to be talking about how to go on travel journeys this summer. And then we have Kelly Edwards sprucing up the house for springtime. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past. He's a great actor. You've seen him, and we're going to be talking about season number 3, Outer Banks, the CBS series SWAT, also the television shows, and there are many, How I Met Your Mother, NCIS, Teen Wolf, Nicky Ricky, Dicky and Dawn, and he's going to be starring in a new movie called Dyad. Joining us right now is Lou Ferrigno Jr. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Good to be here. The pleasure is all mine, Ron. How you doing?
I've been very good. You've been really busy of late, have you not, my friend?
One would suffice to say it's been good. Been very good. I've managed to be in a few great projects that have, I mean, the visibility is global. That's the name of the game.
No doubt about that. The thing I never knew about you, and you've been on the show several times in the past, is that you actually started in comedy, improv, which is, I think, probably one of the hardest things to do in the world, let alone just in show business.
Yeah, when I describe improv comedy to the layperson, it would help everybody every day in their life, in their career, in their job, and communicating with people if they chose to do so. It teaches you a lot, but that was a whole journey of just kind of needing to get beaten up and not get bored with, you know, people always make the assumption that because my father is Lou Ferrigno that there will be some type of nepotistic kind of relationship, and yeah, and anyone can think whatever they want, but I know, you know, getting on stage and being just ridiculed and people not laughing and staring, you know, is a painful experience, and it's a reminder every time you got to commit to a role or to a performance.
Well, I always say about comedy, there's no safety net in that, because I perform as a singer. You work with an ensemble and a cast. Once you go up there and you're there, I mean, just you and them, and there's no escape. You can't tell the band to play louder. You can't tell the cast member you forgot your lines. You don't go on. When they laugh, it's great. But when they don't, man, oh, man. You mentioned the fact about your dad, and I've asked this question to a lot of offsprings of famous people. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage sometimes? I know it opens the doors, but then sometimes, you know, people think that you're going to do exactly what your parent did.
Sure. I think it definitely piqued one's interest when they see a similar name that's a legacy in this business in particular, because there's so many different, you offer so much as an actor, and if your skill set and there, and what's perceived to be not as difficult as it is, it's incredibly hard, and it's incredibly challenging to act well and make it look effortless, and that takes years of training and whatnot. The benefit for me personally came internally, and I think it was inadvertently, because my father always told me that he wanted me to have his name. And I was like, all right, so great. And then I worked so hard to not be like that and not have anyone tell me, oh, your dad is this, because of your dad, I wanted to make my own way.
Right.
But then that internal struggle that was put on me to out-supersede this name has driven me to work hard to do, in fact, that, supersede the name. So it is a benefit then. Industry-wide, if you're a pervert and if you're a strange, creepy person, things aren't going to bode well for you. So, I mean, got to be on your P's and Q's, and there's a temperament that you have to understand when it comes to performance, and when it comes to the people that surround Hollywood, and you got to understand what's going on. You got to be a human being, and people appreciate that.
Boy, Lou, I got to tell you something. It is so nice to hear you say that, because that is so true. Some people bank on someone else's reputation. You know, my father was in a different kind of business completely, and when I told him I was going to do this, he thought I was nuts, but after a while, he realized that he didn't do what his father did. Go from comedy, you know, you were an Iron Man magazine, you've done a lot of commercials and everything, so it really had a taste of everything. Do you ever go back to comedy, Lou? Would you ever go back to that? I mean, now that people would recognize that you have other talents other than just comedy, because I'm sure when you were doing comedy, you weren't doing acting.
Yeah, I would absolutely go back. I was actually thinking of, like, going, not necessarily starting up and doing improv again, but just finding some type of, like, workshop to do in terms of like a traveling like house show, just to kind of get humbled a little bit. Guys like me aren't typically, there's nothing about me that looks funny, so that's a challenge in and of itself, but you know, it's a lot of pain and a lot of suffering.
Yeah,
if it's a bad night, so we'll see.
I had a friend of mine, and he was famous, but he was a terrific guy, and he was a school teacher, but he was trying to break into comedy, and he was playing a club one night. I'll always remember this, and I can never remember name. He passed away very young, and he said after about 15 minutes, he ran out of material. There was only two people in the audience, him and the bartender. It was midnight. He had to kill 7 more minutes, so he sang MacArthur Park, which
is
the full sign of desperation. Tell us about season number 3 of Outer Banks, Lou.
Season number 3 is a big, big notch up from season 2. The show it's fun for the whole family, as corny as that sounds, but the adventure is great. The story and relationships are fantastic, and it's essentially a treasure hunt, and it's with a sexy glow, and it's fun, and there's a lot of practical effects that they use, explosives and everything, which is really nice. Not much is CGI, but it's fun and it's thrilling, and I play the primary enforcer to the season 3 main antagonist, Mr. Singh. He's a Caribbean Don,
right?
And I go in and I'm the muscle that gets the job done.
The role of Ryan on that. Now tell us about, you got an upcoming thing called Dyad done, but it has not been released yet.
Yeah, it made its way through the Mammoth Film Festival, and I was on it. Fortunately, I was out of town. I could not make that from that screening, but it's received well, and I think it's definitely it's a very provocative film. It's reminiscent of Eyes Wide Shut, and it's shot with great pace. I never got to work with Nick Cassavetes, but I'm a huge fan of his work.
Mm-hmm.
And fun, and it's dark and gritty and sexy, and it's a risky movie. And I implore people to kind of support independent film and check this movie out, and it's going to be really cool. Dyad.
When's it coming out?
Probably going to come out in late spring.
Oh, okay, cool.
Early summer. It's set to release. They don't tell me anything.
Well, it gives me an excuse to come back here and promote it. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here when we talk about Outer Banks, when you said that there is no CG stuff. I think that's great, because after a while, I think even the audience gets tired of all of that green screen type thing. I'm glad to see that they're doing that in a fashion that is more realistic. It just adds so much more to the presentation.
Oh, yeah. At the end of season one, there's this massive explosion on a dock. And, you know, if you're ever near an explosion like that, there's a pulse. There's the heat, there's the sound, there's so much to react to as an actor. That with green screen, you know, it's just not the same. And I don't know what else to say, but this show is very, very practical.
Have you ever worked with your dad?
I worked with him on a movie called, we never worked together on this movie, Guest House. He plays a cop. It was came out a few years ago with Pauly Shore. We didn't work together. We were in different scenes because Sam is a buddy of ours. And my dad and I actually did do a Fiat commercial, that car Fiat company, with Sean T, the international fitness guru. And I was playing Lorenzo, a Italian auto fitness instructor, full character. And my dad was playing Luke Ferrigno, and it was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. There was some issues with Sean T and his fitness regime, and then this fitness approach to the Fiat. It was a total joke, but it never got released.
Oh,
unfortunately, I got the tape somewhere, swirling around. It was a great piece, and it was awesome, and it was really cool to work with him, but never got to see the light of day. Just this business.
That's what it is. They put it on the floor. Lou, tell us just a little bit about how you do a lot of work with helping animals. I know that's a very soft spot for you.
I do, as an actor, it's really hard. I would love to have plenty of animals, dogs, cats. I worked with kids at a rehab center in Malibu for about 7 years training them. I've also volunteered at different animal reserves in Malibu just to be around animals. And I went to the zoo, I think about 10 years ago now. And it was so different going to the zoo in terms of how people were behaving, the expectation, the vibe from the establishment, rather than a thrill ride place like such as Mountain Six Flags, or where people are seeking that thrill for themselves. It was such a place of deference and respect to these beautiful creatures. And as an actor, I mean, there's nothing more real and present than an animal. Right. And I just love being in a surrounding with not all animals. I'll be honest with you. There's some that I have no business being here. I went to the Tiger Kingdom and pet little tigers in Thailand, but I am good with, I don't need to be dealing with gorillas or anything like that. So I'm not exactly the patron saint of animals. I try.
You're not Wild Kingdom, I assume.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, season number 3, Netflix's hit series, Outer Banks, and of course, one of its stars is one terrific actor. I didn't know he was a comedian. If you go back into doing that, you got to let me know, because I got to be there.
Will do.
Philanthropist, our friend Lou Ferrigno Jr., and we look forward to maybe talking to you later on in the spring with this new movie that's coming out.
It's so great speaking with you. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Lou Ferrigno Jr., I tell you, he's a talented young man. Of course, his dad is Lou Ferrigno. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, that music needs no introduction. I mean, that is a television show that if you played it right back today, it would have all kinds of relevancy, and it's celebrating its 55th anniversary since its start. Joining us right now is our friend of many years who was the host of that show and done a lot of things in the entertainment business, our friend Bob Eubanks. Hey, Bob, how are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you, my friend? You're Ron. Thanks for having me on your show.
Bob, I cannot believe 55 years ago that show started. I mean, realistically, that show plays well today. That's what you call really fine wine.
Well, they're going to do it again. They're going to do Dating Game and Newlywed Game again. I offered to help them out. I offered to consult with them, and they said they didn't need my help. But I wish them all the luck in the world. I had a great time doing the show.
Don't you just love the generation of people who don't need you? I got to tell you a true story. I was at a famous nightclub here in Orlando. It's Nationwide. And I was with Dick Clark and his wife, Carrie. And they were introducing rock and roll bands. And so we were having cocktails. And the guy, the promoter, comes up and he says, "How you doing? Everything okay?" And Dick said, "Yeah, everything's good." He said, "Do you want me to go on stage and introduce anybody?" And he says, "No, I'll do it myself." And the guy walked away and he said, "I've never had that happen to me before."
You're in Orlando.
Yes.
What? Last time I was in Orlando, I was staying at a hotel, and this girl kept knocking on my door and banging on my door all night. Finally, I had to get up and let her out.
Okay, rim shot.
Well, I'm only kidding.
Good line. I'm going to have to remember that. I don't know how many people know this. Of course, I do because I followed your career for a long time. Famous disc jockey in the West Coast, the L.A. area. With
Biondi out of Chicago and Casey Kasem from Detroit. Martindale from Memphis, Tennessee. And
Jim Lang.
Little quirk named Bob from Oxnard, California.
And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, although being known, of course, from the host of the Newlywed Game, a tremendous show, disc jockey, but also a promoter. I mean, with country music, with the likes of Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Barbara Mandrell. And tell us the way that you got into being a concert promoter and bringing the Beatles to the Los Angeles area. I mean, I think you told me one time you mortgaged your house to do that.
Yeah, I did. You know, February 9th, 1964, they did the Sullivan Show, Ed Sullivan. 70 million people watched, and then they announced that they were going to tour America. And I had a young adult nightclub, no booze, called Cinnamon Cinders, and I was buying talent. So being a disc jockey and a talent buyer, I went to GAC, and I said, "I want them." They wanted $25,000, and I was making $12,500 a year at the time. So I borrowed $25,000 on my house. And that was the first concert I ever produced, the Beatles Hollywood Bowl 1964.
That is a tough business to be in because you never know what the general public is going to do. And the better the act, the bigger the risk sometimes because you just don't know how it's going to turn out. I understand, too, that you were named one of the top five game show hosts of all time, which is a remarkable accomplishment. You know, I was reading the other day that Chuck Barris, of course, who produced that show, out of all the shows that he did, the Dating Game with Lang and Gong Show and all the things he did, that this show was the most receptive to the viewing audience, made the most money, and the most successful.
Yeah, it was. He always preferred the Dating Game because, you know, he liked that show better. But Newlywed Game did a lot for Chuck and a lot for me. He was a good guy.
Oh, we lost him way too soon. He was a unique individual. Tell us about this book. It's in the book.
It's a book that's been out a while. But I got to tell you, I'm writing another one right now that I'm really proud of called Short Stories About Big People. You can mention anybody probably in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s. And I've got a story for you. I'll give you an example. I went over to Buddy Hackett's house one night, and when I got there, Cary Grant was there. And he said, I have to sit next to you at dinner time. I said, why? He says, well, Barbara and I watch the Newlywed Game every night. I said, Cary Grant watches the Newlywed Game? He says, we're a real couple. I said, what do you mean you're a real couple? He said, we only have one toothbrush.
Great line. Great line. I didn't know this about you, Bob. I thought I knew everything there was to know about Bob Eubanks. I didn't realize that you were in the rodeo world for a while, got hurt, had both hips replaced, back surgery, a really difficult era in your career. That's how you came up with this invention of the 60 Up.
Yeah, you know, I was having so much trouble. I was walking bent over, and I was falling down a lot. It was really ugly, Ron. And so my son's soccer coach, Dan Metcalf, invited me over to his house to work out. And during the next month or so, he invented the 60-up balance board system. And I can look anybody in the eye and tell them that it changed my life. I'm walking upright. I'm playing golf again. I can put my pants on without... And standing up, you know, it's just amazing. And, you know, balance is the number one cause for seniors. I just want to help people. And that's what the 60 Up board system gives me the opportunity to do. I read an article the other day, which this blew me away, that if you have good balance, you can increase your life expectancy. Just wonderful.
Well, you know, you and I talked about that once before, because I think a lot of times people, as they grow a little bit older, they tend to lose their balance, fall, and that's where they have the broken hips and everything, and they go into all kinds of situations. And I give you a lot of credit for doing it.
I promise you. God, will it change your life.
And for an extra $20, Bob will deliver it and have dinner at your home. He told me that. He said that's a limited time offer, right?
Yeah.
You know,
but you're going to sit in for me at first, though, right?
Yeah, I guess that was the deal we pulled off. That's exactly right. You know, last time we talked, Bob, we both agreed on the fact that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has not really put all the people in there that deserve to be in there. And I had mentioned to you, I thought you should be in there and start a campaign to get that happening, because there's a lot of different titles and a lot of different styles of not only music but promoters that are in there, and you should be part of that.
You know, I did every major rock and roll act, I guess. I did Rolling Stones for 2 years, Dylan, yes, every major act I produced, and that's very nice for you to say that. I would be very honored to be part of that.
Well, you should be. Well, Bob, time is never on our side when it comes to talking with you. I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a busy schedule, but please don't be a stranger, okay, in the coming months. Come back anytime you want.
And please, if we do, your listeners, if they would go to 60up.com. That's the number 60up.com. It'd make a great Father's Day gift.
We will absolutely keep telling people to do just that, Robert. Great.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for all the great years you spent on TV entertaining us, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Eubanks has been our guest. 55th anniversary of the Newlywed Game this year. Can you believe that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Boston is marking 10 years since the deadly bombing attack that struck the 117th Boston Marathon. Three people were killed and more than 260 injured when two pressure cooker bombs went off at the finish line. President Biden is back in Delaware after wrapping up his trip to Ireland. Speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One, Biden said he has ordered the Defense Department to limit the distribution and access to sensitive information. The Super Mario Brothers movie is still in first place at the box office. Universal's video game adaptation raked in another $22 million on its second Friday in theaters. Speaking of millions, lottery officials say someone in New York won the Mega Millions jackpot. The winning ticket is worth $476 million, and it was sold at a convenience store in Queens. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And we are back music. That music is beautiful, and it's part of a big promotion that we want to certainly happen for our next guest. She hasn't been on the show with us in a long, long time. She's a Grammy winner, 3-time Grammy nominee, Billboard Classical Crossover Charts she had in 2021. A couple of weeks ago, we had my friend Yanni on, and she was the soprano soloist for Yanni live at the Acropolis. She was in the sister act, both of them, with Whoopi Goldberg. She's recorded over 1,000 recordings and movies, television, commercials, albums, and she's author of the book, Tune Your Voice, Singing, and Your Mind's Musical Ear. Joining us right now is Darlene Coldenhoven. Hi, Darlene. How are you? It's been a long time.
Hey, Ron. I'm so glad to be on again. It's so good to hear your voice, talk to everybody. Thanks for the great lead-in. That was wonderful.
Well, I have to tell you, as I mentioned in the introduction, since the last time we spoke, a few years back, you have been one busy lady. And you know, we just had Yanni on a couple of weeks ago. It had to be a delight to work with that guy. He just seems like such a warm person. We always like having him on, as we love having you on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was really great working with Yanni. That was one of the highlights of my career, I think. You know, he was just wonderful.
Yeah, well, you've had a ton of highlights in your career, and to go down all of them is unbelievably difficult to do and still get in what we want to talk about today. And that's that brand new CD you have out now, which that song came from, Traveling the Blissful Highway. By the way, there are two entries that Darlene has in the Cover Award. That's pronounced, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's COVR Awards, which we're going to talk about. And the two categories is Best Visionary Music for Traveling the Blissful Highway and the Best Multimedia Music for Cheerful Mohana, the video?
Yes, Full Mohana video, yeah.
Well, first of all, tell us about the COVR Awards, because this is big.
Yeah, COVR Awards, COVR means the Coalition of Visionary Resources, an organization dedicated to helping retailers and helping vendors, you know, suppliers in the mind-body-spirit movement, you know, people that bring positive message, you know, products and music and books and self-help and all that kind of stuff, you know, to the public. So it's really a great organization, and every year they have the award, and I'm excited. I've won a few in the past from them. It's great. Couple goals in 2019. My album was Chromatones was album of the year. So keeping my fingers crossed. But there's we need the votes from the public. So that's what I'm really excited to thank you for having me on the show, because I'm trying to get the public out to vote. They can go to my website, and there's a link on the homepage of my website, DarleneColdenhoven.com, and you click on the COVR, and that takes you right to the ballot, and they can look for both of my products and vote for them and any other products they see they might like and vote for them. Or they can also expedite the process and choose none of these and get to the bottom, but you have to hit submit. But it's a nice way to see, you know, all these different cool products. So
one of the things I think it's important to mention is that Darlene is a superb singer, okay? But this Traveling the Blissful Highway, which, by the way, has a ton of instrumentals in it, she has written all of this music herself, and it includes influences from India, Japan, the Caribbean, Native American, Scotland, Switzerland. I was listening to it in my office today, okay, Darlene? And I'm thinking to myself, when I like to listen to music, sit down and relax, I don't want to hear a song that I know the tune to, because inevitably I'm laying there just trying to relax, and I start singing the song or humming the tune. I love what you do, because you don't know where the next note is coming from.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I think that's superb, and it is relaxing. They walked in on me today, and I said, boy, this is really soothing. I'm going to fall asleep before I get a chance to talk to Darlene. We mentioned the fact that you obviously have a lot of influences. Why did you get into this type of style of music? Because it's marvelous.
Well, I love singing, and I still do singing, you know, but for relaxation, not often do you want to hear a vocal, like you said. Sometimes you just want to hear instrumental, or the voice used as an instrument, you know, as part of the orchestration. And I think that's, you know, I enjoy this aspect. I've always been a keyboard player all my life, and this gives me, you know, an outlet for my keyboard talents and my composing and arranging, and I just really enjoy putting out music that it's musically fulfilling when you listen to it, and yet it's not distracting. It keeps you in a relaxed mode, you know, what I'm trying to achieve. I hope it works.
Well, you've done it, and that's a very difficult formula to put together, and you have the recipe for it very well. You mentioned that being a pianist, a vocalist, we of course know, composer, arranger, a lyricist, speaker, voice teacher. What is a sonic therapist? I know that you have been referred to as a sonic therapist.
therapist. What exactly is that?
Well, sonic therapy involves a few things, but it has to do with vibration because, you know, the whole world is vibrating and our bodies are vibrating and music is vibration and frequency. And so we use the vibrations and the frequencies to stimulate or relax the brain and the body. We call them sound baths. So sometimes I do that with clients individually. And then another form of sonic therapy that I really enjoy doing that helps people with ADD and dyslexia and autism and PTSD and memory and on and on and on is what they call audio psychophonology. In that therapy, the client listens to especially acoustically processed music, mostly Mozart. And it's processed in a way that, to explain it simply, exercises the two muscles of the middle ear, which regulates how the impulses go into the brain. And so we can change the neural pathways in the brain and, you know, alleviate a lot of these issues that people have in their lives by what's going on in the brain. For example, severe depression is treated with higher frequencies because higher frequencies stimulate and charge the brain. And when we sing, you know, we have, even if we're vocalizing or humming or whatever, we stimulate and charge our brains, which is very, very important. We need at least 4 hours of that every day, whether you're talking to friends or listening to music or singing with yourself or whatever it is. The brain has to have that kind of stimulation. So with other audio processing delays, you have other things that we can help with dyslexia, for example, concentration and attention, things like that. So it's a really, really wonderful program.
It absolutely endorses what I've always said, Darlene, and that is music is so important to your life, not only to your enjoyment, but to your life itself. You said that so well. Again, I want to go back to this voting. Now, voting has started on April 3rd, goes through Monday the 24th of this year, 2023, of course, and there's only one round of voting. And again, now, how do you do that? Because I know you just mentioned earlier that you, if you want to move ahead, you still have to do something a little tricky there in the voting. I want to make sure we put you in office.
Me too. That'd be great. And when, let's say, I win the gold award, I will thank you from the platform, from the podium. So you can count on that.
Boy, now you're really putting the pressure on me. And, of course, whether you win or not win, you are still a winner. And we'd love to have you come back after that and talk about how everything went. But tell us that voting situation again now,
okay,
please.
So you, each category, you have to choose something in each category in order to move on to the next category. In this way, it kind of forces people to look at all the different products.
Sure.
So you just have to pick one product, you know, in that category. And as soon as you click a product or you click on none of these, if you choose, you'll advance to the next category. So you have to go through all of them. Now, I know that Cheerful Mahana is, I think, in the first section, 1.10, and I think Traveling the Blissful Highway is at 1.15. So they do my categories in the beginning, and then the next grouping is books, and then they have other products and things like that. And so it's really interesting. So
I hope you win. I really do. And again, I want to spell Darlene's last name so when you go to her website, you get it right. It's Darlene, obviously. Everybody knows how to spell that. Koldenhoven is spelled with a K. OLDENHOVEN.com. Now, Darlene, you got to come back and let us know how you make out after the 24th. I hope that you're able to mention my name because we did a bang up job for you.
Yeah, you did. It was great.
And I got to tell you something. You are always welcome here. You're a great talent, and I wish one day when you come back, we can talk about all of the stuff that you have done in a remarkable career, including some of your previous CDs, the Grand Piano Spa and the Grand Piano Spa Legacy and all of the stuff that you've had on Billboard Classical Crossover Charts and the success that you've had in this business. You are a delightful lady, a talented lady, and deserve all the notoriety that you have.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our very special guest has been Grammy winner and Grammy nominee three times, the very talented Darlene Koldenhoven. And if you go to DarleneKoldenhoven.com, you'll help her in her quest to win her two entry categories in the COVR Awards. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is Megan Kaiser. Hi, Megan. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Ron, I'm great. It's good to be back.
Spring is here, and people start thinking about vacation. What do we do?
It's important to plan ahead. Quick staycation can be as rejuvenating as a big bucket list.
How far away from home do you have to be to make it a staycation?
When I was growing up, we camped in my backyard. For me, as long as I get out of the house, I feel more relaxed. Because when I'm at home, I'm thinking about the dishes or what needs to be cleaned or what I should be doing on the computer. I just need to get out of that environment, and it's kind of like a reset with my mind.
How tough is it to travel these days?
You know, sometimes you just got to think of it as part of the adventure. Roll with the punches. See what you can explore new if you end up where you don't exactly intend to be.
What are some great destinations you suggest?
As long as it's somewhere I haven't been before, I'm pretty happy to go. I love Turkey, Singapore, Japan, but I also love local places, Jackson Hole where I lived, or New Orleans. I try to keep it simple. I look for good prices. I look for good weather. I like to book with hotels I know. I'll start with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts because it has over 9,100 hotels across 24 brands and in nearly 95 countries. And they have household names like Microtel, La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8. So that means wherever you want to travel, chances are Wyndham is there. And they have an award-winning loyalty program. It's free. I love loyalty programs. And there's lots of deals right now for their member month celebration. So go check out WyndhamHotels.com. And if you book today, you can earn 2 free nights when you stay 3 nights or more.
Is there any place that we shouldn't be traveling because of what the condition of the world is in these days?
I'd say overall, it's pretty safe. Use your gut, use your instinct when you go somewhere. I think you can go on the government travel website and look at the embassies for certain countries. We all probably kind of have at the top of mind. There's a couple countries that might be no's for now. Mm. I mean, it happens here in Atlanta.
It happens everywhere. Some travel tips. Are there some professional tips even seasoned travelers may want to know about?
I'm a pretty seasoned traveler, and I didn't find out till relatively recently about one of my favorite travel sites, Lick Deals. It's a community of millions of real people working together to save. I mean, it's all about shoppers helping other shoppers. There are like 12 million consumers vetting and finding and voting up the best deals. If you're looking for anything travel related, start with Slick Deals and know that you're getting the best price on what you find there. Whoa. Visit slickdeals.com/travel. Start getting ready for that next escape. Finding the deals, posting about them, and saying, hey, it worked for me. And if someone else can see that and try it. It works for them too, so they vote it up. So it's kind of like the best deals rise to the top.
Where can we get the book Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad?
Well, you can find the book everywhere where books are sold. Yeah, check it out.
Where can we go for more information?
For everything I talked about today, you can check out tipsontv.com. But I also wanted to say, when you're planning that travel, we all know unexpected events can and do happen. So I always recommend travel insurance, and my go-to is Allianz. Allianz Travel Insurance. And buying travel insurance, it's just the best way to protect your travel investment. And it can reimburse you for covered cancellations, travel delays, baggage issues, and God forbid, medical emergencies. So look for Allianz. That's A-L-L-I-A-N-Z. I know we're on radio. Travel insurance when booking with most major airlines, hotels, cruise lines, and travel agents.
I am a firm believer in travel insurance. I think now more than ever. Hey, Megan, it's always great when you are here. We hope that you come back soon, give us some tips maybe for summer and fall. And thank you for always joining us on the show with great ideas.
Thanks so much. Happy trails, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Megan. You too. Stay safe. I know you're going to a lot of places, so be careful, okay? Megan Kaiser's been our guest. Spring Travel Trends, the author of Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad, and she's also the host of the Travel Channel show called 27/$7. Nice lady. Our next guest has been on the show more than me, but that is great. That's the way I like it, because she's very, very talented, gives a lot more information than I certainly know about, and now that springtime is here, her help is needed tremendously. She's a lifestyle and design expert. You've seen her on Design on a Dime, Luxury Property Wars, Homemade Simple, Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel. And she's known as the MacGyver of Design. Kelly Edwards joins us. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Welcome to the show again.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, the springtime is here. We think about sprucing up the house. Do we go outside or inside first, Kelly?
Let's start inside. Let's actually start with the laundry room. And today I am joined by a really great product from LG. It's their new tech-forward top-load washer. Number one, Turbo Wash 3D technology is what it has. You can actually finish a large load in less than 29 minutes. It has a four-way agitator, so it maximizes those washing motions. You really get unique movements. You get a thorough yet gentle clean here. Turbo drum technology, so it creates a powerful water flow for a really deep clean. And if you want an even deeper clean, so this allows you to add extra water to any cycle with just the touch of a button. You can send information from the washing machine to the smart dryer. They're all certified asthma and allergy friendly by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. LG is rated the most reliable brand for top load efficiency washers 5 years in a row.
What are some of the things you could do to spruce up the inside of the house without breaking the bank?
Two things. One thing is purchasing a Bissell CrossWave Hydro Steam Multi-Surface Floor Cleaner. 3-in-1 technology. So you get three things in one. Part vac, part mop,
part steam cleaner, all of them work in unison, and it really does have the versatility to do multiple floor types. So you can go from hardwood floors to refreshing those area rugs. You can buy this product at Bissell.com, Amazon, and Walmart. Another way to save money is to go to SlickDeals.com. What Slick Deals is, it's a community of millions of real people. They work together to save. It's all about shoppers helping shoppers. Basically, it's 12 million shoppers. They all vote and vet on the very best deals from all your favorite retailers. You know you're getting the best deals at the best price. Everything from paint to bathroom vanities to area rugs, you name it. Hundreds of deals are actually posted and vetted every day to the site. So if you check out SlickDeals.com regularly, you will not miss out on any of those deals.
Let's go outside for a second. Everybody thinks about sprucing up the outside of the house for good curb appeal.
Exactly. So you said it right. Fiber cement siding from James Hardie. There's endless possibilities with this brand. What this does is it offers homeowners a variety of different Hardy products in beautiful earth tones inspired by nature. There's 16 colors. They're available in three of the most popular siding styles. You can go with plank, shingle, or board and batten. And they also have trim and soffit products. All the products are pre-finished with their Color Plus technology. And they're also known for being non-combustible and really do provide that protection against elements like the severe weather. Choose this over wood any day. It's fiber cement siding, and it's specifically made to be non-combustible and really sturdy. So it's jameshardie.com.
How can we get the design book, the design cookbook, recipes for a stylish home?
You can get it on Amazon, and it was at one point number one on the Amazon bestseller list. Or you can, of course, go to my Instagram, Kelly Edwards, Inc.
Out of all the things we've talked about today, where can we go?
You can go to any of these brands' websites, or you can go to Kelly Edwards, Inc. on my Instagram, and I'll be posting about it all there.
And those name brands are LG, Bissell, Slick Deals, and James Hardie, if my memory serves me well.
Exactly where you go.
Okay, Kelly, thanks for joining us. Have a great spring.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Kelly Edwards has been our guest, talking to us about how to spruce up the house for springtime. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include legendary singer Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, country star Kelly Lang, Alan Baron-Holtz, star of a new television show called Jury Duty, also actor Lou Ferrigno Jr., broadcaster Bob Eubanks, singer-songwriter Darlene Coldenhoven, and Megan Kaiser and Kelly Edwards. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.